All right. Let's dive back in. Let's not waste a whole lot of time. Second hour, top of the second hour today, this Thursday, January 4th, 2018, of Road Warrior Radio. And again, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. Feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So back to Nafiz Ahmed, the connections. The article that I mentioned, December 29, 2017, published just a few days ago, Facebook will become more powerful than the NSA in less than 10 years unless we stop it. It's a great article. Like I said, we've seen all the warnings, myriad warnings from the top-level guys themselves, like Sean Parker, Chamath Palihapitiya, and guys like that. They're admitting. And the things that Regina Dugan has said, for example, at the FATE conferences, she's no longer there, but still, this is what they're up to. And the article, Nafiz Ahmed's article, includes the image of, you know, that creepy image of Mark Zuckerberg walking down the aisle and all of the audience. You know, it's that image that looks like the 1984 Apple Super Bowl commercial introducing Macintosh that we've all seen, with everyone wearing the Oculus headgear, which is just creepy weird in my opinion. Anyway, and what's probably weirdest about it is that weird Adam Lanza sort of look on Mark Zuckerberg's face. If you can imagine Adam Lanza feeling like he conquered the world, that'd be the look. It's a creepy, weird, sociopathic look. Anyway, Nafiz Ahmed writes, as a pretext to the article, published to launch the new beta platform for Insurge Intelligence, which is linked, a crowdfunded journalism platform for open inquiry and coordinated action in service of people and planet. Become an owner of the media revolution. I don't agree with that. I don't agree. And they've written some articles Gunther Sonnenfeld wrote an article last month for Insurge titled "How We Are Using the Blockchain in the Build-Out of an Independent and Regenerative Media Ecosystem." I don't have any faith or confidence in that. I don't think it's real or possible. I don't have any faith in the blockchain. There is no security on the web. It's just a fallacy, quite frankly. And I won't get into that right now, but I've talked at length about that and how experts all agree security is a myth. So, you know, what bad guys say now is that they're going to try to establish layers of encryption, knowing that people will get in if you make it harder for people to burrow in or AI to burrow in. Then, you know, those layers can maybe be a preventive measure, but there is no such thing as security. And there are a number of things that you can watch. Werner Herzog's deal that he did for his documentary, I think it's Lo and Behold, is an interesting watch, you know, and it incorporates some of that information. Anyway, it's interesting if you go from Medium, and this is, I think, a testament to how things work. So Medium.com has been the home of Insurge Intelligence until fairly recently. And if you follow the link, like I said, the pretext to the article published to launch the new beta platform for Insurge Intelligence, you follow that link, it takes you to the same article but with a different title. The title at InsurgeIntelligence.com, this new beta platform that Nafiz Ahmed is talking about, the title over there is "Facebook Will Infiltrate Elections and Rule the World in 10 Years Unless We Stop It." And this has already been happening, because that's the big argument. The two ways the Trump administration, if you want to say, hacked elections or hijacked the 2016 presidential election. The two ways are these. One was Kris Kobach's interstate cross-check system that scrubbed over a million votes. And no one has done more to shine a bright light on that than Greg Palast. He predicted back in August of last year that Trump would steal the election through interstate cross-check in his Rolling Stone article in August of last year. So that's one. And second is the work that Cambridge Analytica did for the Trump administration in coordination sort of with the work of Michael Kaczynski and his algorithms that can tell you who you are. And so it's more vote suppression than vote garnering. Usually, historically, the Democrats go to the graveyard and register voters. You know, that's been the joke, the cliche for decades. Look, Democrats are registering voters. And this is not a partisan issue. I'm not a partisan guy. I'm actually casting aspersions on both sides. So that practice is not good, but that's garnering votes. That's vote getting. The Trump administration engaged in voter suppression through interstate cross-check and with the help of Cambridge Analytica through Facebook to use the work of Michael Kaczynski, essentially, to suppress votes, targeting voters in specific ways to say, you know, it doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't count. Don't turn out and vote. And that one's arguably bigger, even though who knows how many votes exactly it affected. It affected a certain number. And again, if you watch Zeynep Tufekci's last TED Talk, you'll hear her talk about not that election specifically, but you'll hear her talk about how vote manipulation essentially has been experimented with, and it can have a huge impact. So those are the two big ways that the election was arguably stolen. It was certainly manipulated. Is it illegal? Who knows? Is it unethical? I mean, it's a rhetorical question. It gets back to the ninth commandment. Again, Exodus 20:16, thou shalt not bear false witness. This is kind of, you know, we've normalized this in this sociopathic culture we live in. Nah, it's normal. It's what we do. But I digress. So I like the title over at insurgintelligence.com better. Facebook will infiltrate elections and rule the world in 10 years unless we stop it. And in both articles, he poses the rhetorical question, what do NATO private military contractors, or the article in both locations, what do NATO private military contractors, giant arms manufacturers, wine merchants, the NSA, Trump, British property tycoons, Russian oligarchs, and big oil all have in common? The world's largest social network. Which gets right back to exactly what Mark Zuckerberg said that to me was so provocative in 2011 at the FATE conference, the F8 conference. We want to be the social layer. And that's exactly what's happening. When you hear social layer, really, you should probably think Michael Kaczynski's work more than anything in that article, The Data That Turned the World Upside Down. That is the social layer. It's the manipulative, unseen hand of technology, so to speak. It's Bernays on steroids, on steroids, on steroids. And, you know, I've talked about how what Bernays did in groupthink or herdthink, now machine learning is doing at an individual level. And it's going through iterations of refinement, but it's happening. It's working right now. So just a little bit, we'll go to the phones here in a second, but a little bit from Nafiz Ahmed's article. He writes, imagine a world in which everybody gave away their freedom willingly in return for belonging to a toxic network which, rather than enriching their lives, profited from eroding civil discourse, polarizing communities, and manipulating their minds. And I mentioned all of the warnings. I thought it was interesting, just briefly, this article I saw published December 26th, titled "The Science of Loneliness." We're more lonely today than at any other point in recorded history, and it isn't good for us. I'll maybe come back to that, but this is a provocative article, and it ties directly back to social media. You know, we've played the talk that Simon Sinek gave about how social media is addictive. It's as addictive as opioids for kids or anything else. And yet, parents don't think anything of it, giving kids all of these scrying mirrors, these black mirrors. And so you start to see all of this. People, you know, for years, people have said, you have such a negative view. You know, why are you so negative? If you understand what's really going on here and how this manipulates people's minds, destroys individuals, destroys society, as Nafiz Ahmed puts it, rather than enriching their lives, it's a toxic network profiting from eroding civil discourse, polarizing communities, and manipulating people's minds. What's good about that exactly? Please tell me. I don't see anything good about that. You know, in the same fashion, I don't see DHS and TSA, etc., you know, at all saving lives. I don't see them thwarting plots. Instead, I see them allowing unauthorized persons on flights to Japan for 4 hours. And as Chrissy Teigen put it, the bidoop machine bidoops to nowhere. That's what this stuff does. These social networks are designed to do exactly what they're doing. Nothing more, nothing less. Spy on you, manipulate, control, erode civil discourse, destroy society. And that's what they're doing. So we should stop participating. It's pretty obvious. So you start to get a picture of what's going on, and it's what I say about Genesis 6 is an understatement, quite frankly. We're headed back to Genesis 6 at breakneck speed. Whereas God said, every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's where we're headed. Oh, well, here's a solution. Here's a solution to opioid addiction. And instead of shutting down the manufacturers and the distribution chain, let's create an implant with another drug. Evil upon evil. Instead of shutting down the military-industrial complex and listening to the warning of still one of the most highly decorated military servicemen in American history, Smedley Darlington Butler, instead of heeding his warning where he said, if you take the profit out of war, war will stop. No, you know what? Let's make a military-industrial complex. Let's formalize it in the National Security Act and make it an industry, because that's a good idea. The founding fathers didn't warn us against that. Didn't tell us that we will basically become our own worst enemy if we do so. And yet here we are. So Nafiz Ahmed, he writes, wouldn't you wonder what was wrong with these people? So just backing up, he writes, imagine a world in which everybody gave away their freedom willingly in return for belonging to a toxic network which, rather than enriching their lives, profited obscenely, I would add, from eroding civil discourse, polarizing communities, and manipulating their minds. Wouldn't you wonder what was wrong with these people? That's a good question. You would, he writes. And yet, that is the world you are about to inhabit right now, unless you do something about it. This story is a call to action, a call on citizens, technologists, philanthropists, journalists, and beyond to take action to disrupt our current path of to a dystopian, monocultural future. He says monocultural. I say one button and the – it's what I call assumptive tyranny. No, you want one button. one button is good. See this woman, the paid actress on a commercial? She says one button is great. She likes it. Well, yeah, because she was paid to say she likes it. One button is great. I like one button. Monocultural future. Dystopian monocultural future. Continuing, he writes, as such, it experiments, this article, with a new form of journalistic narrative called open inquiry that aims to balance out the investigation of power with a recognition of solutions and alternatives. And they're using PressCoin as a mechanism of, you know, financial remuneration. But I don't agree with that. Anyway, it's an interesting article. I'll leave the listener to read the rest. Again, the title over at Medium, where Insurge Intelligence has been for a while, Facebook will become more powerful than the NSA in less than 10 years unless we stop it. And over at InsurgeIntelligence.com, the title, Facebook will infiltrate elections and rule the world in 10 years unless we stop it. Facebook's already infiltrating elections. Again, that's one of the tools the Trump administration used to hijack the election. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick. There's still much to do, but let's go to the phones and grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome. Do we have Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello? Yeah, good morning. No, I'm responding to comments you made about a half hour ago. Just to touch lightly, whenever we talk about 9/11, we shouldn't let people distract us by focusing on the hijackers. Focus on the building collapses instead. You know, that's what
disagree.
We should.
I would disagree. And the point I was trying to make was because, see, the building collapses are important. All of that is important. But what has happened as a result is that we've lost sight of the fact that 15 of 19 alleged hijackers, and I do mean alleged, not only were Saudi, but all, as J. Michael Springman points out, all received their visas from the Jeddah Consulate, which through the program he calls the CIA Jeddah Consulate, that is, through the program he calls the U.S. government's Visas for Terrorists program. So does that still exist? The buildings are gone, but that program persists, and the Saudi network of terror still exists. PBS Frontline keeps doing documentaries on how that network persists. Donald Trump just went and did a $110 billion arms deal with the network of the proliferators of terror. We've lost sight of that conversation. To me, that's as important, if not more. You know, the false flag events continue, and we haven't learned our lesson. And this network persists. It's actually more virulent than ever.
Yeah, but you're, again, by focusing on the Islamic hijackers, you're, and not the collapse of the building, you're failing to focus on the Jewish landlord, Mr. Silverstein, and that he was not in the buildings those days, and that just because the planes crashed into those buildings was not going to get them to collapse, let alone World Trade Center 7 building either. Buildings just don't collapse if a plane flies into it. Those buildings were pre-wired, pre-wigged, pre-rigged, and it must have been at the approval of Mr. Silverstein himself, who's clearly a Mossad agent. So that's what I'm trying to say about that. But I didn't want to just spend my whole call on that issue. But I just think there's more to it than just the 19 hijackers. There's the Jewish mafia that was behind it and covered for it in the media, and also the many Jewish gatekeepers like the Chertoffs, the Dov Zakheims, and others in high
yeah,
places.
Yeah, but let me just interject briefly. I think, first of all, we can't conflate terms. I wouldn't call a Wahhabi ideologue a Muslim, even though he would. No, in the same way that I wouldn't call Larry Silverstein Jewish. I wouldn't call a Zionist Mossad agent Jewish. I would call him a Zionist Mossad agent in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 fashion. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. We're on the phones. We have Paul in New Jersey on the line. Paul, let me put it this way, maybe if I may. We know, going back, I mean, as far as we want, really, notable false flag incidents or instances, the Spanish-American War, the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, the sinking of the Lusitania as a pretext to World War I, Pearl Harbor as a pretext to World War II, you know, skipping forward to 9/11, obviously, as I said, the Twin Towers and Building 7 were a false flag. I mean, there's no arguing that. There's no disputing that. We have all these lessons of history, yet where are we? We know – I mean, you can go to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and the website and or 911truth.org or any number of great resources and see that the facts are overwhelming. Even the 9/11 commission, which was rigged as all commissions are, admitted that its report was junk, was based on lies and deception. Even the 9/11 commission admitted that. But where has that gotten us? Meanwhile, people forget 15 of 19 alleged hijackers were Saudis, and they came here through the CIA's program at the through the Jeddah consulate that, again, J. Michael Springman calls the U.S. government's visas for terrorists program. And he knows because he were there. You know, he was the guy trying to blow the whistle on it. And the answer that he got was, you know what? Let's not talk about this if we want to keep our jobs. You know what I mean? So these things persist. What you're talking about to me and the big problem is it's kind of like saying, you know, I had a poison donut 16 years ago and focusing on the poison donut and all the ways that the donut was proven to be poisoned. Meanwhile, does the network that poisoned the donut persist? Is it still around? If I want to live today, I probably need to focus on making sure I don't get poisoned again. And we have lost sight of that. Who can articulate how this false flag event was perpetrated specifically? And getting to my point, I mean, why did we bomb Iraq and Afghanistan? We know that dovetails with other initiatives, you know, the Wolfowitz Doctrine, the Greater Israel Project, the Oded Yanan Project, and those kinds of efforts. We're not having those conversations, though, and it seems that's more important because it's relevant today. And if the network persists, then we have a problem. So to me, the litmus test, the ultimate litmus test is, what has it gotten us to focus on that? I agree. It's the evidence is overwhelming. It's irrefutable. It's indisputable that 9/11 was a false flag. It was a staged terror operation to do exactly what it did. We know that groups like PNAC wrote about it, you know, barring some unforeseen event like a new Pearl Harbor. These guys were gunning for it. Here's an opportunity. Nick Rockefeller tells Aaron Russo 11 months in advance, according to Russo, that he's going to do it. Or some big's going to happen. Bill Cooper warns us. June of that year, April of 2001, April, the RAND Corporation publishes Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security. There are all of the harbingers. There's no disputing it. But where has all of this talk gotten us? Meanwhile, 15 of 19 alleged hijackers were Saudi. And the Saudis are still allies. Do you see my point? I mean, this somehow escapes the conversation. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer,
welcome back. Real quick, and then we'll go back to the phones. I guess we lost Paul. Paul, I hope I didn't offend you. It's very frustrating to me to watch. I mean, for the last 16 years, we've talked about 9/11. At the 10-year anniversary, James Corbett said it's time for an accounting. Is this producing anything productive? Seems to me it's not having the desired result or effect, if you will. And so just briefly, a couple of things. Again, it's important we don't conflate terms because our ignorance is preyed upon. Jews, not all – well, I'll just say I don't think Jews are Zionists. You know, in the same way that I don't think Wahhabi ideologue – terrorists are Muslims, or guys that run around in white sheets at night are Christians. But when we conflate terms, we run into problems, and that ignorance is preyed upon to keep us in fighting. Again, Pike's letter to Mazzini. Folks, if you haven't read it, please read it. Maybe it is apocryphal, but it sure is interesting that over 100 years later, we're watching history unfold in precisely the fashion Pike wrote about. You can go all the way back to the Communist Manifesto and argue that the manifesto was the sort of, you know, the roots of unleashing the nihilists and the atheists. So when it comes to Jews, who are the Naturi Karta? The Orthodox Jews united against Zionism. Are they anti-Semitic? Do they hate themselves? Anti-Semitic is a term that I've dealt with. The etymology of it is clear. Go back and find out for those who don't know. So when the Naturi Karta call themselves Orthodox Jews, I think that's redundant. Hopefully all of this makes sense. You know, the Wahhabi terrorists, the ideologues who get infected with this ideology, it's coming from Saudi Arabia. All of these surrounding countries that have these folks, you know, and for that matter, we have been attacked by folks, nationals, primarily from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and United Arab Emirates. Why have we not bombed those three countries into oblivion? Why haven't we made that a glass parking lot, as people like to say? And I ask rhetorically, this is the issue. Yes, 9/11 is important as a false flag staged terror operation that led to, well, what we see now, the post 9/11 autocratic mess that we live in. But those other events were too. Like a new Pearl Harbor, which was a staged terror attack, essentially. Not necessarily a false flag, but Japan was goaded into that. Which is why it was no surprise. You know, again, you can go to Ralph Epperson's website and see right there at the top, he's had that for years, a long time. The front page of the Hilo Tribune Herald, Sunday, November 30th, 1941, the week before December 7, 1941, the headline, Japan may strike over weekend. That was 1941. What have we learned? You know, this is not news. So when will we get wise? You know, guys like Patrick Claussen, for example, you know, remember, I mean, Patrick Claussen, the Business Insider article from September 26, 2012, lobbyist says Israel should create a false flag to start a war with Iran. Patrick Claussen is a foreign policy expert, director of research at Washington Institute of Near East Policy. He's one of those fellows who thinks this crap up. How are we going to get to war with Iran? Well, you know, if the Iranians aren't going to compromise, he said, it would be best if someone else started the war. And then he goes through the long list, the laundry list of false flags. This is not a secret. These networks persist. This gets to the bigger issue. The thing that I want to deal with, that I will, I'll circle back around and deal with. Do you realize if we just threw out the national so-called Security Act, the Googles, Amazons, Raytheons, Blackwaters, Z, Academy, whatever their don't look over here name is today, the NSA, the CIA, Joint Chiefs, Pentagon, DARPA, all of it would go away. It would all go away. And so would the terrorism. These are the terrorists. The RAND Corporation would go away and its definition of nation building, which is terrorism. Some would argue, but then who would keep us safe? Well, first of all, if you think the aforementioned exist for your safety, protection, benefit, then please turn off this broadcast and go on about your business. This broadcast clearly is not for you, but I digress. Beyond that, if we didn't have a giant hammer to go around beating the world with and giving it to the so-called allies, aka the other terrorists and terrorist makers like Saudi Arabia. Come on. Can we get wise? Israel is a British contrivance in accordance with the Anglophile network that Carol Quigley wrote about. The Anglo-American establishment talks about it going back to Pike's letter to Mazzini. Essentially, there are folks, Virginia, yes, there is a conspiracy, Virginia, that wants to control the world. Carol Quigley wrote about it. Was he a conspiracy theorist at Georgetown University? The macro historian extraordinaire on this side of the pond, counterpart to Arnold J. Toynbee. So if we didn't have a giant hammer beating the world with and giving it to so-called allies and $110 billion arms deals and terrorist makers, how does ISIS train people? They use Saudi textbooks. Do you know that? Is that important? Do the networks persist? Does the ideology that's been used to infect and divide the Ottoman Empire and balkanize it and that entire region that's spreading throughout the world, does it persist 250 years later? I think it does. Maybe we should focus on that. Maybe. So if we didn't have this giant hammer and given it to these other terrorists and terrorist makers to also beat the world with, then we'd have to learn to get along, wouldn't we? I.e. real diplomacy, antiquated concepts like commerce with all, entangling alliances with none, but who has time for that, right? And if we go even further back to the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, so-called federal, you know, not federal, not reserve, and scrap the Fed, then all of the administrative hijinks would virtually vanish overnight. Privately owned central bank is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and the most effective means of controlling people. Are we suddenly communist, comrades? We could stop capitulating to the usurious, onerous extortion of labor, the wealth of the nation. It would also cripple the technocratic agenda, which relies on the servile, predatory ruling class, and there is one, along with the unending dump truck loads of specious currency. With the former, we'd avoid spending another $1 trillion overseas like we have in Afghanistan in nation-building efforts, a.k.a. terrorism. And in the latter, we'd shut off the flow of additional trillions out the leaky spigot. Like all the funny money we've lost to recovery, quote-unquote, since 2007 and 8. You may recall the Special Inspector General for TARP summary of the bailout says that the total commitment of government is $16.8 trillion. With $4.6 trillion already paid out. Where did it go? Ben Bernanke can't tell you. Who cares? Who cares, right? Who cares about the straw man of repatriating the offshored bilkings as Donald Trump is trying to do? I dare say the recovery of several times that, and more importantly, shutting off the leak, would go a lot further in our real recovery efforts. This would also kill the lobbying industry and efforts virtually overnight. But I digress. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Chris, if you keep it up, you're going to peel away the prejudice that is covered over a lot of people's eyes. And so I just encourage you to keep it up. Gary Kaa years ago and gave a great speech where he essentially described that in any people group, and whether it was the Muslims, people that are allegedly Muslims, called Muslims and everything, or the Jews or the Christians or whatever, that there were people that were fiercely trying to shove this satanic New World Order down our throat, and there were people that were from those same descriptive people groups that were opposing it just as firmly. So keep at it. And anyway, a couple of points. I got a couple of emails. I'll send these along to you for the sake of brevity now, so you could take another call or two. But here's the titles of these, and these can be word searched and read right online. Mark Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y. Mark Carney lands two more top international jobs in coup for Bank of England. Second email title, and also it's a word searchable article. Israel approves preliminary death penalty bill for quote-unquote terrorist with Netanyahu's blessing. So I'll send those along to you. And then to my point regarding the mattoid freak Mark Zuckerberg and others like him, this goes back, it stretches back a long way, and one of the most succinct descriptions is a little over 20 minutes, 22 minutes and 55 seconds long. It's called CYBERS plan. Cyberson, control the economy from one central room. Allende's omniscience. And it describes in detail how this freak like Zuckerberg arranged, and of course he was British Israel World Freemason. Anyway, Stafford Beer is his name, and that's easy to word search. It's getting harder to locate. I had to do a little extra work from the last time I looked at it. But anyway, Cyberson, control the economy from one central room will get you there. And so I'll just drop off the line here and let you get to other callers and stay at it. Keep peeling that veil away, bro. So long.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it, as always. It's interesting, Mark Carney's article was published on September 11, 2017, by the way, and is exactly what Quigley talked about, the apex being BIS. And the Israel Knesset gives preliminary backing to death penalty for terrorists. I like the way RT does that in air quotes. Terrorists is an interesting article too, and it's the same MO. You notice that it's always this, it's always death, it's always eugenics, it's always these guys. The Strong Cities Network that is run. Remember, Attorney General Loretta Lynch told us who's going to head it. Institute for Strategic Studies, the former, it's a trilateral group of insiders, including Lord Rothschild, three guys. Anyway, the same nonsense, always the same nonsense. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, one thing I'd like to say first, there's a great YouTube video called Last Minute DIY Outdoor Feral Cat Shelter Ideas. With all this cold weather, you'd be surprised. I've been able just to junk out my garage, tarps over the patio table, an old ice chest turned on their side, propped open with rocks. I've been able to set up like four different places in my yard. People, look in your garage. You'd be surprised what you maybe have in there that you can make a quick little shelter for the wildlife right now with all this terrible cold we have. We've lost so much wildlife to the fires out west and everything else. Like I say, yeah. You'll feel good about yourself, and you'd be surprised what you have hanging around where you can make a quick little shelter where they have a fighting chance. So I just wanted to say that. And like I said, there's this guy on YouTube who has a great little video, 11 minutes, that can kind of help you with ideas where you can think of stuff that you don't have to spend anything. You probably got some in your garage you can turn into a little shelter for an animal. So I just wanted to say that. And I
appreciate that, and I hope that we can do that for one another as well. Anyway.
Yeah, and then I think there's an article online you'd like. It's called The Comeuppance for Evangelicals Who Sold Their Souls to Trump is Coming by Ed Simon. The thing is, a lot of the good evangelicals, like Jen Hatmaker and some of the others, if you like Google Jen Hatmaker too, they were trying to stand up for doing what was right, and how what they call the Christian machine shut them down. Many of the original Christian ministers who had trouble supporting a person like him, how they almost, these men almost had to go on an apology tour because so much pressure was put on them by the other evangelicals. And Jen Hatmaker refused to do it, even though she knew that the bookstores were pulling, the Christian bookstores were pulling her books and everything else. She was a popular evangelical woman writer. And the thing is, people need to understand that, you know, probably more damage has been done to the GOP right now by the evangelicals and conservative radio hosts.
But again, wouldn't you agree we can't conflate terms? I would probably make the distinction between evangelicals and what could probably better be called neocon Zionist so-called Christians. You know, I think we need to define terms. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Chose man to make me
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I looked up the article, The Comeuppance for Evangelists, for Evangelicals Who Sold Their Souls to Trump Is Coming. It looks like an interesting article. The Faustian bargain, though, and keeping Christ in Christmas is sort of, you know, that is itself a Faustian bargain, but I digress. Anyway, we have one other call I want to get to, Renee, and I wish we had more time, but parting thought?
Well, you know, with this Fire and Fury book, there are people that are going to have to face the fact that, you know, a lot of these conservative hosts and evangelicals, they, in their own lust for power, tried to hook their wagon to a star, and I have a feeling that Trump train is getting ready to crash, and they need to do some
or
serious
crush,
soul
as it
searching.
Were. I agree.
Yeah, it may have already crashed, okay? They just hadn't realized it yet. So Let me let you go.
Thanks, Renee. I appreciate it. As always, I agree. And I think, again, I mean, I was saying before the election, Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. It's that lust for power. All right. Well, anyway, it's a provocative observation. Renee's absolutely right. And that's the deep concern I have, you know, that overshadows any good thing the Trump administration does. If maybe I could put it that way, hopefully that makes sense. But really, that is obviously the larger, bigger concern, because this is what folks with the lust for power and Trump. I mean, come on, who there never was a bigger megalomaniac born than a guy who wants to stick his name all over things? And there are all kinds of metaphorical references that come to mind, but you know. There, you know, there just never was a guy who was a bigger megalomaniac. I'm surprised that there aren't statues already, you know, like in the front lawn of the White House, for example. Anyway, what I touched on as far as the National Security Act and the Federal Reserve Act is the subject that I wanted to cover. I'm going to circle back around. That is what's important. This is the root of this nonsense. And the folks who use these weapons, basically weaponizing our own so-called government against us, this is what we need to focus on and reverse. Anyway, I hope today was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. William, sorry we missed you. I wish we wouldn't have lost you. Stay safe, everyone. Stay warm and take care of one another. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.